provincial government has announced August 21st that Margaree River Watershed, an old growth forest in Cape Breton, a coastal area along the eastern shore, and a mix of forest, coastline, and lake shoreline in Halifax, are set to become Nova Scotia's newest wilderness areas. The government is also opening a discussion with the public on the potential protection of 5,100 more hectares of Nova Scotia's land and waters, designating them official protected areas. The list of recommended areas include three new wilderness areas, alongside additions to seven existing wilderness areas, and an addition of one existing nature reserve. Public consultation on the matter opened on Friday, August 21st, and will remain open until October 20th. You can find the link in the written portion of this piece to give your feedback. The Environmental Goals and Climate Change Reduction Act set a goal to protect 20% of Nova Scotia's land and water by 2030, with an interim target of 15% by December 31st, 2026. So far, the province has protected about 14.56% of its land and water, covering about 800,000 hectares. If designated, these sites represent an additional 0.09% towards the province's goal. But okay, what is a wilderness area or nature reserve anyway? What does designating an area protected even do? A wilderness area protects large, intact land and freshwater ecosystems and natural landscapes ideal for canoeing and hiking, as well as hunting, trapping, and recreational fishing. A nature reserve protects special natural ecosystems, plant and animal species, features, and natural processes. Scientific research and education are the primary use of nature reserves, and only low-impact recreation is permitted. This is a quote given by Acting Minister of Environment and Climate Change, Nolan Young. He says, Nova Scotia is home to an incredible abundance of protected natural areas, with an area of about 1.5 times the size of Prince Edward Island now protected. And we continue to protect more of our land and water. Young said, with our small land mass, Nova Scotia is punching well above our weight in land protection and setting the pace for how provinces can both safeguard nature and responsibly develop land for housing, jobs, and economic opportunities. These new proposed sites build on that momentum and reflect our commitment to protecting the landscapes that make Nova Scotia so special. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.